The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jackson Dell Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today, my prime guest is high school principal Fred Unsicker. And we have people waiting to come onto the show. Students, in fact. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. This podcast is sponsored exclusively by Civista Bank, with Ripley County offices in Milan, Versailles, and Osgood. From personal to business banking, Civista has been helping generations of families and businesses achieve their financial goals for 138 years. Whether you choose to visit one of their nearby offices or bank on the go with the Civista mobile app, you can be confident they are looking out for you. Follow them on Facebook, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. Member FDIC, that's Civista Bank, focused on you. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for schools around the country. However, this edition of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Jackson Dell Schools. Well, Fred, your Rube Goldberg team has been active, to say the least, and we have some team members joining us. Can you introduce the team members joining us today?
Yes, talking today for the Rube Goldberg team will be Caleb Sullivan and Shivam Patel.
Excellent. Shivam, let me turn to you. In late February, your team won a regional competition, which qualified the team for nationals. Describe for our listeners some of the details of the regional competition. Can you describe that experience?
When I first walked into that auditorium, like seeing it barren empty and seeing how large it was for all the different teams, it was kind of intimidating at first because it was like, oh yeah, there are a lot of people in this. I see all these people wheeling in their different like carts and sections of their machine, and I'm like, man, the people really are creative. As basic of an answer that is, it is honestly why Rube Goldberg is so great, seeing everyone's different innovations and ideas. Yeah, I saw some people who followed like a tooth fairy idea. I think one team did like a Washington, D.C. type of theme. And I just think that seeing everyone else's different steps and like kind of getting inspiration off of them. Like I remember I saw one team with wind chimes. They had a ball roll through it, made a very angelic noise. And seeing all their different like contributions kind of helps myself and like our team as a whole like think of ideas for our own machine. So that was probably my favorite part of it.
Is it a little bit intimidating when you first walk in?
Yeah, it was. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. What does your family think of your involvement in all this?
They've got a very vague idea of what it is. I've had to explain to them 5 different times that this isn't robotics. The way I like to describe it to them and most people, it's like you look at a bunch of different materials and start slamming them together and see if you get something.
Wow, it's creativity in action. It really is. Well, what is the date of the national competition?
April 6th.
Where will that be held?
West Lafayette, Purdue University.
Well, can you describe your build project that you used at the regionals?
Okay, so we followed a Finding Nemo theme that dentists often seen. That was Caleb's idea. Essentially, we're supposed to get toothpaste on a toothbrush through very convoluted steps. So we have a marble that rolls down on this little top shelf, then goes into a sink, drops a jar, activates a little air tank that fills up a bottle inside of a fish tank that knocks over a broom, shoots up a CD disc on a pole, which causes a plushy pelican to like slide down a little thread that we have and then knock something like a little weight over the table, which causes books to fall after like a bunch of spinning CB smack it, which then causes the tractor to move forward and it yanks out a little popsicle stick, which rolls a ball down that hits the toothbrush and covers up the thing with toothpaste.
Caleb, in total, how many steps do you figure your build takes to complete the task?
I think we have roughly 40 to 45 steps in total.
That seems like a lot. Is that high? Is that one of the reasons why you came out on top of this?
It is a higher number. We would have liked to have 60, because 60 you get the most points for, but we just couldn't fit any more steps on the machine.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. Well, you're a senior this year. You're going to miss this next year?
I definitely will. I've been in Rube for 2 years now, and I really should have joined when I was in junior high because I love every second of it.
Now, is this the kind of competition at the Nationals? Is this the competition where you are required to use the same build for the Nationals that you won the regionals with?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I think it would be a fun challenge, but, you know, it's not for everybody, obviously. But when you attend these competitions, are members of the various teams, once you get in the same space, are y'all fairly friendly and talk to each other and kind of learn from each other?
Yeah, we're like our own little family in a sense, where we explain to each other each other's machines and walk each other through it and show each other different steps and cool ideas from each other.
Well, do you know how many teams will compete in the national competition?
Yeah, I think there's 10. I don't know that for sure.
Guys, good luck with you and your team and your build. Hope everything just comes together like clockwork. Do your very best at Nationals, huh?
We will.
So, Fred, let me turn back to you. I wanted to ask you about your band. They stay pretty busy as well. Will you introduce the band members joining us today?
Yeah, we're fortunate enough to have several. We have Gabe Maloney, Alex Struckman, and Henry Peters.
Excellent. Well, Henry, let me ask you, is this the first year that Jackson Dell's band has marched and played in the Reds parade?
No, it's happened many years before. I don't know when we started doing this, but I remember doing it last year, and I think the year before last, too.
Well, that's a big event. I mean, you know, it kind of has to put everybody on nerves. I mean, you have so many different bands and different groups marching in that parade, but they do tend to organize it and get it together, right?
Yes, it's very organized and well thought out, I think. For a lot of the marching band groups that I've seen, there's been quite a long waiting time to get into the parade itself, but in that process, it also seems very organized in how it's put together.
Which instrument will you be playing in the marching band?
I will be playing trumpet.
Cool. Are you nervous at all about it, or is this just another performance?
It's a little bit nerve-wracking because you're going to be out there in front of all those people, but I do keep on forgetting that it is tomorrow, so it must not be too nerve-wracking.
Yeah. What all instruments do you play?
I have been playing trumpet since 5th or 6th grade, and I'm a junior now. And I've been playing bass guitar for 3 years, and I joined the school's choir program last year. And I've loved all of it ever since.
Yeah, you're putting it all together.
I'm trying.
So, Gabe, let me ask you, what instrument will you be playing in the marching band in the parade?
I'll be playing the baritone. It's another part of the dope brass section, like the tuba and the trombone. However, typically it's just a smaller tuba that's played at a higher range. However, I will be playing the marching baritone, which is just a form of it that's typically meant more for marching rather than in a concert setting.
Mm-hmm. Now, so Lo, with the baritone, are you playing bass clef or treble clef notes?
It is bass clef.
Yeah, okay, like the trombones on.
Yeah.
Well, what all instruments do you play in total?
Comfortably, I can play the baritone, but I also know how to play the trombone and bass a little bit.
This might sound like a weird question, but, like, playing music can just kind of have a soothing, kind of a calming effect. It kind of takes you away from things that may be bothering you at the time. Did you ever find that?
Sometimes, like depending on the music, if I really enjoy it and I just love listening to it, it can really help calm me down.
Do you play any string instruments at all?
Yeah, I play the bass guitar a little bit.
But that's outside of band?
Yeah, I play that on my own. I don't do anything with it for band.
That's really neat. Have you played this parade before?
Yeah, I've played in the parade 2 times already.
What do you like most about playing in the Reds parade?
Meeting the people that are all around that place. There's a lot of them.
It's like a mob scene, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have been involved in doing media coverage for the parade, and that whole Finley Market area just turns into a zoo. Well, you have also, in addition to marching in the parade with the marching band, you also have quite a pep band. Can you describe what it's like playing in pep band?
It's nerve-wracking whenever people aren't there. And if your section doesn't show up, you also get nervous because you're the only one.
Well, I could see that. Are you playing mostly at games?
Yeah.
And you play a collection of instruments as well. Tell me about that.
It's pretty hard jumping back and forth to each instrument. They all take their own technique. It's hard to remember after playing a different instrument for a while.
You know what I compare it to? I compare it to speaking multiple languages, because you really have to be on your toes, and it takes some quick thinking. And frankly, at times, it can be a little exhausting. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
How many of you play guitar or banjo?
I know there's 3 people in the band that play stringed.
Any mandolin or banjo playing?
I play a little mandolin.
That's a challenging instrument, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So, Alex, let me ask you this. If there was a middle school student who was playing music currently, would you encourage them to keep it up so they can be in band? Is it worth them being in band? Has it been that rewarding for you?
Yeah, I'd encourage them.
Well, I understand you're supposed to have good weather. They're calling for good weather for the parade day, so that's encouraging. It's never fun when it rains, right?
Okay.
Well, I wish all you guys just the very best of luck. Have a great time at the Finley Market Reds Parade. It's always a big event, as we were talking. And this has been a fun conversation. I wish your Rube Goldberg team success at the Nationals as well. And, hey, just have fun at the band event. I want to thank you all for joining me here on Super Chat. And I would say this and leave the show this way. I'd like to dedicate today's show to the memory of one of Jackson Dell's own, Carson Hughes. Godspeed, Carson. Listeners, this program is a good one to share with your school-connected friends. Please copy and post the link for this show on your favorite social media platforms. We thank our sponsor, Civista Bank, for supporting this monthly program. You can follow Civista on social media, and I suggest that you check out their mobile banking app, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. And the very next time you are in your local Civista branch location, let them know just how much you appreciate their support of Super Chat for Jacksonville Schools. If you come up with a comment or a specific question for us right here in Studio Number 7, share it with us, email us, shout@theflypod.com. So for Jacksonville Community Schools and the Flypod Media Network, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our monthly program comes to you year-round on your portable media device or computer. Thank you for joining us today here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jacksonville Community Schools.